This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Back in 2013, the English soul singer and musician Jamie Liddell released a highly acclaimed album full of funky rhythms and rich instrumental textures. Then he went out on tour by himself. Using loops and layers of his voice, his synthesizers, and drum machines, Liddell was literally a one-man band. Well, those days seem to be over, because Jamie is back in our Soundcheck studio today, and that studio is filled with the seven-piece band called the Royal Pharaohs, and they're going to give us a preview of some songs from Jamie's next album, which comes out in October. It'll be called Building a Beginning, and this is the title track. It's Jamie Liddell and the Royal Pharaohs live on Soundcheck.
Didn't have the answer, so I moved with the moment to start over when I'm falling.
Building a beginning with you.
That is Jamie Liddell and the Royal Pharaohs live in the Soundcheck studio with the song called Building a Beginning. It is the title track for Jamie's forthcoming record due on October 14th. Building a Beginning. I'll introduce you to the Pharaohs in a bit. Jamie Liddell, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me back.
So a couple of surprising little chords thrown in the middle of that song there. I liked it.
That's nice, man. I'm suddenly reckoning you to be like a bit of a keys man.
Not really. I'm more of a guitarist. But
you are?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But
man, you should hop in. Get this There's man a no, guitar.
There is no room for another musician in this room right now. Which, you know, you've been doing this for a long time, and we've come to know you as someone who works in this sort of neo-soul, within an electronic framework.
Right.
This new record, it's like transporting me back to 1979 or something. I mean, it has that classic, soul kind of organic quality to it.
Yeah, it's got all that. It's definitely got all that. I feel like I've been missing that in a lot of music. I mean, it happened to me. It's funny. It's like full circle. When I did Multiply in 2005, I was feeling kind of what I'm feeling now, which is kind of like there's a hole in music for like these kind of like really like heartfelt albums that are just kind of like a great listen all the way through. They're like there's rich chords, there's rich arrangements, there's great lyrics. It's like the stuff that kind of seems to get kind of like canned these days for like a quick fix. So I was determined to sort of bring back some of that spirit of the 70s, at least. There's definitely new sounds in there. I wouldn't say it's complete retro piece, but at the same time, absolutely. I wanted it to feel like one of those records. I mean, that was it. That was the motivation.
Yeah. So how did you find the Pharaohs? How did this happen?
Finding the Pharaohs.
What pyramid did you have to dig through to find these folks?
Well, it's a Nashville pyramid in a way. I mean, it's the Nashville via New York pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, both places I've lived. We're only missing Berlin, really. We need a couple of Berliner Pharaohs. But actually, I got the pleasure to work with Daryl Jones, who's behind a drum kit right now, a formidable musician who is all over this new record. Like, he's on like 9 of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And like through Daryl, I got to meet Owen and I got to meet Marcus. So that was like already like the rhythm section, like, in the bag, aside from Brandon.
Right. So you've got Darrow Jones behind the drums, and Brandon Newsome playing more percussion, and Marcus is Marcus Machado, the guitarist. Owen Biddle playing the bass. Gerald Jenkins on keyboards, including our piano and some backing vocals, and Shanka Dukere also on vocals. And
marvelous.
Jamie.
That's the royalty.
Yeah.
The ferality.
So it was on the record. Were you writing for a band, or was this something that kind of happened as the process happened, as the process went on?
I must point out that we are missing a Pharaoh.
Yes.
And it pains me because we like to hang together. Mr. Marion Ross III, a.k.a. OJ, whose trumpet dulcicities will be audible tomorrow. But I've got to ask you to repeat that question because I was sort of preoccupied by our loss. It was troubling me.
So did you, in the writing of these songs on the new album, was it written for a band, or did the band kind of happen as the album was going?
Yeah, it definitely wasn't written for a band. It sort of ended up being very bandy as it went along. I mean, the songs have really...
Bandy, I guess bandy, if you can say dulcicities or I'll let you do bandy.
I'm doing damage to the lexicon today. I've done all kinds of... We were in a university early. I thought they were going to chuck me out for my crimes against language. But I think basically these songs like have lived on my computer and in my brain for like several years, some of them. And like taken on new forms, I've re-recorded them a million times, and I just kind of kept with the good ones. Mm-hmm. I've been doing a lot of co-writing. I had some pretty successful co-writes over the last few years, and it's taught me that when you feel like you've got a real keeper, I kind of want to make sure that I kind of do justice to each of the like the big songs.
Yeah.
So I just kept going back to them and adding more and more real music, actually, until before you knew it, they were kind of like, I mean, it is kind of like Stevie Wonder in a way. It's all based on overdubs. Mm-hmm. Everything was overdubbed. It's very rare that anything was tracked live in the room. So it's amazing to have an actual band. This is kind of like now go back and re-record the album in real time because
right.
It sounds so good. And like, it's amazing to me that these kind of disjointed arrangements in a way have come together so well.
So does it, I mean, it sounds like it does surprise you that these songs that you were so familiar with mm-hmm. from the writing and recording process in a live setting maybe become something else.
They do. They definitely do. I mean, you know.
So Building a Beginning is the name of that song that we heard. It's the name of the record.
Yeah.
And in this context, it's tempting to read something into that title, you know, that it's like a new beginning for you after, you know, as I said, you've been doing this a long time, but this does seem like a kind of a reset or a restart of sorts.
Yeah, and, you know, like I've just become a dad. You know, I've just got a 9-month-old.
Congratulations.
Talk about new beginnings.
Yeah.
You know, it's the most obvious and the most kind of important one. And, you know, my wife and I have just sort of, you know, we're just in that zone where we're just really, really, we're lucky enough to be able to spend all our time together. And this is my first trip away from them all. So, you know, it's been a magical time. And she's been so involved in the writing of the records, in the lyrical and even on the production side. She's like my most honest critic. So, you know, having our boy in our life, that's the new beginning, really. And like everything sort of kind of seems to be gelling as a result. So, yeah, a lot of new beginnings, I guess.
Yeah. We're speaking with Jamie Liddell and hearing him and the Royal Pharaohs performing live here in our Soundcheck studio. You want to do this song, I Live to Make You Smile?
You do?
That sounds like a title that you possibly might have written with your infant son in mind.
You know, it just got even sweeter when he was born. This one was written before he was around, but mm-hmm. you know, now, I mean, it's the truth. But yes, absolutely, let's do it.
All right. Jamie Liddell and the Royal Pharaohs. The album is called Building a Beginning. It's due on October 14th, but we're getting a preview of some of the songs on that record here in the Soundcheck studio today. Here's another live performance on Soundcheck.
Truest moment in my life.
Jamie Liddell, I live to make you smile.
Thanks so much.
You're so welcome. Yeah. Jamie Liddell and the Royal Pharaohs, live here in the Soundcheck studio, and another song from Jamie's upcoming record called Building a Beginning, which is out on October 14th. There is more than a hint of jazz in that particular song.
I tell you, we've got to get you a guitar.
You know, I'm thinking Gerald probably has to play a lot of these songs on rinky-dink little keyboards as he tours. He seems to be enjoying the hell out of our Steinway.
Definitely, man.
Today,
you know, that's right, that's right. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, it's a pleasure to hear it. Yeah, everything comes together with the Steinway, right?
Yeah.
Can we take it? Who can put it in a couple of Pelly cases?
If you can carry it, you can take it. Jamie, since the last time you were here, a lot has happened. You've become a dad.
That's right.
You were here, you had just moved to Nashville. You're still in Nashville.
Yep, still
that
there.
That last record was done, a lot of it was done in the house, right?
This one too.
Really?
Oh, yeah, very much so. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Homegrown. That much has not changed. But the last time you were here, you told us this wonderful story about meeting Prince. And, of course, one of the things that has happened is the passing of Prince. When you met him, he did not acknowledge you. Is that right? Am I remembering that correctly?
No, you're right. Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to make me cry or now?
I was wondering, you know, what your thoughts on his passing.
No, I still can't believe it. I basically haven't acknowledged it in a weird way. I just think he's going to walk in this room and go, you know, hey, what's up?
Still ignore you again.
Yeah, yeah. it's awful. I mean, who'd have thought the Prince would have had some kind of addiction on going? I mean, the whole thing just is bizarre. Yeah, it's tragic. And, you know, it's funny just to even hear people do amazing tributes to Prince. No one can touch the man, you know?
Yeah.
He's a true visionary, and like, just know that there's never going to ever be anyone like Prince again.
So of course, when he passed away, you know, everybody was, you know, we heard a dutiful roster of the hits, you know, Purple Rain, Doves Cry, 1999. Right. Do you have a favorite deep cut from Prince?
Well, me and my wife were it would be for her, really, like something like I Wonder You or something on Parade.
Mm-hmm.
Just a weird era for Prince. An amazing era, like 85, 86, I think, was his like golden era in a way, even though Sign of the Times was obviously a masterpiece.
Yeah.
And I love Dorothy Parker. I always loved Dorothy Parker. I mean, that was always my Prince tune, you know? But I Wonder You is like a bit of a strangey, but... it's that thing when Prince makes you feel weird. It just makes you feel like, what's going on?
Right.
Does that, and I love that. It's like kind of a lot of discordia.
You're doing
it. I need another word. Discordia. I love that. I love that feeling when I was growing up. I just wanted Prince to always take me to that strange Prince place where you just don't know which way's up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where it's okay to engage in a little idioglossia, as you are doing here today.
By all means. Yeah, yeah.
The act of making up your own language.
Yeah, happening. It's happening.
So are you still, I mean, we've talked about, you know, you have a band, you know, there's lots of live sound happening, but
amazing.
Even in that last song, you still haven't gotten away from, you know, the layering or the electronics, the affecting of the voice. So, you know, it's not, as you said before, it's not a retro thing. You're still doing some of those sounds.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's in my blood. You know, look, talk about Prince. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I always used to find it was strange. I'd do interviews and people would be like, yeah, but Jamie, you've got like electronics and you're trying to do soul. I was like, I grew up with Prince. I mean, everything goes with Prince. You know, you've got him doing like a you know, from one album to the next, like synthesizers, the funk, like stripped down pianos, orchestra, like anything goes. And like, that's the rule book, that P-Funk rule book.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's my rule book. Like, just kind of like, I don't really care. And you know, unless, if it's working, I'm down. And sometimes I feel like I want to stretch out with electronics. I've always been that way. And I don't feel like it's escaping into like a fake place. I just feel like it's a way to express yourself in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I like effects and I welcome it. And it's true. It does like help you to sort of sidestep. It makes me feel less trapped, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm a studio guy, so I want to kind of be on the boards and on the controls, and the closest I can get is by having my effects with me, kind of, you know?
And is the studio still at home?
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Love it.
So in the years since you've left England and moved to Nashville, I mean, you know, lots of songwriters find that a change of place affects a change in the songwriting. Have you found that?
I've not really acknowledged Nashville as sort of like, I'm a bit of a hermit, so I don't really, you know, Daru can tell you that. Like, he has to get me out to go and see things. Like, he got me out the other day to a classic example, got me out to this, there was kind of a Grammys event, and these incredible, like, notable kind of country guys were there with their heavyweight songwriting. And like, so it was a world that I haven't appreciated, I'll admit. But the depth and the knowledge and, like, you know, all of that that exists in Nashville, it kind of rubs off on you even if you don't know it, I think. And obviously, like, there's a whole soul world going on. Like, you know, there's a lot of music in Nashville. It's a very musical place. I feel the music there, and I don't really know why. I always feel the music in different places. Mm-hmm. Berlin definitely had a sort of a certain, you know, pentatonia going on.
Yeah. And a certain, you know, if you were in your electronic phase pretty heavily then, you know.
Oh, yeah. I was all about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Nashville, I guess that's it. Maybe it's slowly working on me.
Yeah.
Saying, Jamie, like, put down the machines, pick up the guitar. Come to the warm side.
The song you're going to do for us next, this is online already. This is the single from the record.
It is the single. You're 100% correct.
Called Walk Right Back.
Yeah.
And this really does, you know, I mean, this was the song that convinced me to clear some space
nice,
in
man.
The studio for
That's
you guys today.
Amazing, yeah. Really responsible for this song is Daru Jones, like, because it's all about that beat.
Mm-hmm.
Few drummers on the planet can pull this one off. Okay. It's all like, you know, it's that sidestep maneuver where it's like, oh yeah, let's just play that tune. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, nope.
We've heard Daru here in our studio before.
That's
You're
right.
not the first
that's
one to
right.
bring him in and
oh, hey, by
stick
all
him
means.
Behind the
no,
baffles there in the corner
right,
where
right.
we put our drummers.
No, but it's a song about Julian, actually. It's about looking at him as a really young child and thinking, knowing that he won't remember any of the events that are going down, whereas they're so important to us, and just thinking like, wow, where is all that stuff? Where are all those memories? They're all locked in there somewhere.
Yeah.
And I just sort of got on that sort of train of thought and kept riding.
All right, let's hear where you where you disembarked.
All right.
The song is called Walk Right Back. It's Jamie Liddell and the Royal Pharaohs. This is the single from the forthcoming record called Building a Beginning, which comes out on October 14th. Here's the band live on Soundcheck.
When I knew nothing. There's a symmetry. There's a continuity. A time before experience. A time that was my innocence. I wanna go there. I wanna go there. I wanna walk right back to love. Right back to the beginning.
A little shout out to the band at the end of that song. It's Walk Right Back. It's the single from Jamie Liddell and the Royal Pharaohs. The new album called Building a Beginning comes out in October. This has been a lot of fun spending some time with you.
Amazing.
Jamie and the
Thanks
band,
so much,
the Royal Pharaohs. This is Soundcheck.
The pride is behind this, and I've seen it before. Something deep in your soul.